That was very diplomatic. What's it going to take this weekend? I mean,
we'll just take it day by day. Start practice today. Just practice as well as we can and try and keep getting better every day.
What's your practice, special teams? Because I know you guys quite often kind of go off to the side. What's a typical practice for the kickers, the punters?
Usually a lot of technique stuff, and then as we get closer to field goal period, we start snapping, holding stuff. Usually we don't kick a lot, but just kind of the mindset of things.
How many kicks do you usually take in practice each week?
Try to limit them. I couldn't tell you. Maybe like, I don't know, 20 or so.
Yeah. Coach Ferris talked about how he feels that you become more composed and more mature, you know, as you went through the offseason leading up to Saturday's game. Mm-hmm. At what point did you get the sense that that was, like, finally starting to click for you as far as that maturity?
I think when everybody started to show that they had confidence in me, and then I got confidence in myself to perform to the best of my abilities.
Is that something that you notice, like, practice by practice? You go through, you make a certain set of field goals one day, and...
Yeah.
The same the next day and so on and so forth.
Yeah. The preparation and practice has been really good. I think that's where I think I and most other kickers get most of their confidence is just doing everything right every day.
Is that something that you've been able to develop when you consider, like, you had the missed field goal earlier in the game and then were able to bounce back and make three more, including that 50-yarder?
Yeah, I think it's just the mindset of, you know you did something wrong and you have to move on, take the positives, and just there's always going to be another kick after that to look forward to.